ज्ञानं तदिदस्य
call to his flute,
the name of those thousand, he used to count, and if any thousand he said, he used to again fall on his stool, and he used to call all the thousand before he was going back to another thousand. Then all his satas and pre-Adama satas, all the satas are going to place in the morning, and while the satas are eating food and etc., few of the very close pre-Adama satha of Krishna, they used to go along with Krishna and meet at Rathapur also, and the place is there, all the gopis. Also used to leave, the Radha used to leave few of her gopis at the back, and very close associates of Radha used to go, and they used to have a meeting in Rathapur. Here is the
used to get affected by it.
Gurudev has told me to talk about that the Bhagavan, which is the predominance of Vatsalya Ras, where Krishna and Balaram are playing in the courtyard of Yashoda and Nalbaba and taking all mischief and going out to graze the cows. One important thing I remember, when Krishna is going out to graze the cows, every day Yashoda is showing new feelings. Nalbaba is also showing new feelings, as if the child is going out for the first time. Oh, please don't go, please don't go, because it is Shabrata Vanasa. Yashoda Ma says, no, 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 please don't go out because you came late. But he says, no, no, oh mother, because you know all the neighborhood friends are going, please let me go, please let me go. And then Krishna goes, and Yashoda Ma is actually seeing with the eyes as if, when my child is going to come back.
Don't you think you could get yourself fixed there?
Can I block people behind me?
You won't.
Don't tell me I won't. I've already done it. I've been told you're blocking.
Because you're struggling.
I'm for you. Not only today, because everybody's coming. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
Shanatharam Chakshu Jasana Shri Kudrena Vajjaka Vajjaka Krishna Kripa Sindhya Yavacha Pratitana Vajjaka Vajjaka Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Krishna Shri Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. First of all, speaking now of my most beloved successes. I'm going to speak to you, which will be to be loved, Krishna Krishna Bhavu, as for those of Shishma, Shri Gaura Dhamma Swami. Again, I offer my most respectful obeisances, comes both the spirit of my Sannyasa Shishma Guru, Om Krishna Bhavu, as for those of Shishma, Shri Gaura Dhamma Swami. And again, my most respectful obeisances at the most spirit of my so Srila Gurudeva has ordered to speak something about the speciality of Nandinath. That we've just come from there today is Gopasana. That on this day, Krishna, after again and again asking his mother, "Oh ma'am, I want to go out and take care of the cows." But Mother Yashoda, she's not letting Krishna go. But Krishna is saying that, "Oh, my father, he's a cowherdman. My grandfather, he's also a cowherdman. My great grandfather, all a dynasty, all have been taking care of cows. So please, ma'am, please, you let me go out and take care." After relentlessly asking, finally, Mother Yashoda, she gives permission that he goes out, but not with the cows, but first with the calves. She's telling Baladev, Sridhar, Sudam, Vasudam, that, "Oh, you take care of Krishna. You take care of him. You make sure he's not naughty." So before he's to go out, then he's asking his mother. His mother gives him umbrella, gives him his shoes, the saddles, and he's asking, "Oh, so you're giving me, but how about for the cats? Will you not give them?" So then his mother is thinking, how this boy is asking these type of questions. He explains that actually to give each calf umbrella, and then each they have four hooves, then this would not be. So then Krishna says, "So then, if they do not have, then also I will not wear." And Krishna is going barefoot, going on the land of Vrindavan. As Krishna is going with the cows, then his mother is again and again asking Baladev and friends that, "Oh, you take care of Krishna, you take care." And she's following behind. Krishna is saying, "Oh, mother, please, you go back. You let me go." But Mother Yashoda is following again and again. Then all the Vrijvasis, they have so much love for Krishna that Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Upananda, all they're there as Krishna's going out. And only after Krishna asking again and again and again, then Mother Yashoda, finally she stops. And it's explained that as Krishna's going out taking care of the cows, that Mother Yashoda is as if her life is leaving her. She stops at one place and all of the Dhamma also follow Krishna, and they all stop, and they're all stunned. Just out of habit, somehow they go back and they enter into Vrindavan village. As Krishna grows up, it's explained that we went to take a number, and Krishna is going and he's taking care of the cows. And when Krishna is going into Vrindavan,
in his Anandasa page, then Srila Sukadeva Goswami has explained, Iti Veyura Bhavaraja Sahabhuja Bhagavaram Shukra Sahabha Vanayanto Vire Vire Iti Veyura Bhavaraja Sahabhuja Bhagavaram. Then Krishna's entering into Vrindavan forest along with Baladev, his friends, the cows, the calves. And they're all going and they're playing, making fun, cracking jokes. As Krishna enters into the Vrindavan forest, then the residents of the Vrindavan forest see Krishna coming. Then they start to reciprocate. The birds are flying here and there, singing very, very sweetly. The parrots especially, very, very sweetly they're singing. The trees that are not moving, they start to shout very beautiful flowers. So Srila Shukadeva Goswami has explained, Iti Venu Ramaraja, at that time Krishna, he takes his venu, his flute to his mouth, and then he starts to play very, very sweetly, Iti Venu Ramaraja, Sava Bhuta Manoharam. Then all the living entities in Vrindavan, that their nature, it changes. That the birds that are flying here and there, that now they become stunned, and they're sitting perched on the branches of the trees, with eyes focused on Shyam Sundar, and ears just hearing the very beautiful sound of his flute. They're like loonies who have one point of attention. Gavasta Krishna. Gavasta Krishna. Venu Gitam. But the cows, when they hear the sound of Krishna's flute, it enters into their ears and goes into their ears, into their heart. Their heart, which is full of Vatsala praying, is swirling and automatically milk is flowing from their udders. The calves, who are also hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, their ears perk up like cups. And they're drinking the sound which is coming from the flute. And as they're under the udders of their mother, but their mouths are open and they're stunned. And the milk is just coming and dripping down. All the living entities, they're stunned. That's what Shukadeva Goswami is explaining, that what is the beauty of Krishna as he's going into Vrindavan, as he's going into the forest. Bahadidam Natava Parabhu Kalayoganikara Vibra Kashatanaka Kavisham Bhajayanti Chamanam Pranam Venuadas Daya Vrayagopa Vrindai Vrindayanam Sapadaranam Kapshati Kirti. Then Krishna, he has his peak of feather, which is adorned on his crown, on his head. Bahadidam Natava Parabhu. And he is dancing. But Nandabharapu, he's the best at dances because every part of his body is dancing. The peacock feather on his head is dancing. His turban is dancing. His hair, black curly hair, which are kissing his cheeks like bumblebees, they're also dancing. His earrings are dancing. His eyes are dancing. His hands are dancing on the flute. His waist is dancing. The pitambara going to and fro. His dhoti, his ankle bells, and his heart also is dancing, swirling with prayer. Then this sight, seeing Krishna, then Shukadeva Goswami, he said, Akshavantam palavidam naparam vidamaha satya pashunan vide sarito payasvai bhaktram vajesha sutayam venu tristam vivayitam angadam tapshabhoksham akshavantam palavidam. Then the fruit of the eyes is to see Krishna, Baladev, the cowherd boys, as they go into the forest, taking care of the cows and the calves. That there is no other purpose for the eyes than to see this very beautiful form of Krishna and Baladev. Achyamanta palamidam nataramidam sakya rashna nivay satoriyasya bhakramadesha sutayo. That their faces, very, very beautiful. Krishna, sharp complexion, and Baladev, on his very beautiful bright face, two beautiful full moons, as they enter to Vrindavan forest. And as they enter to the forest, taking care of the cows and calves, then it's explained that sometimes they're going to this area, Tirthagamba. And Krishna, he's calling the different groups of cows. As Krishna, he's growing up here living in Namadam. Then it's explained that after some years, so many demons had been sent by Kamsa to kill Krishna. But instead they were all killed. Kamsa, he became perplexed what to do. So then he came up with a plan that he would bring Krishna and Baladev to Mathura. And there he would arrange a wrestling match and they would be killed by Chandra Mustika or by the elephant Kumbhakarna. But who did he send? He sent Akura. Akura is a very dear devotee of Krishna. That Akura, he's in Dasaras. And he was thinking that, oh, that if I send Akura, then at least their god will be somehow down. The last place we came from was Charabhadi. That Akura, on his way to Vrindavan, he was thinking that Krishna is Baladev, they're the supreme lords. That Krishna, he's a soul of souls. He's a super soul. That even though I'm coming on such a mission from Kamsa, but Krishna, he knows my heart. He knows that I'm his own Lord's servant. That definitely when I get to Vrindavan and I see the very beautiful form of Krishna Baladev, that there I will pay my obeisances at the lotus feet. And Baladev, he'll pick me up and he'll shower me with his loving embrace. As he was saying this, he left early in the morning. But still, if nighttime was coming, but he had not reached because he was so absorbed in ecstatic love. Coming closer to Nandagam, then he came to a place where he saw where Krishna, Iti Vedanta, Sava Bhuta Manohara. Then he played his flute and he was standing on the rock, which is hard. But Sava Bhuta Manohara, the rock's nature changed and the rock became very soft. When Akura saw the footprints of Krishna, then he immediately jumped down from his chariot with tears in his eyes. Then he did Abhishek to the lotus feet of Krishna. And then he went on to Nandagam. And there he went, and the vision that he had in his heart, when he saw Krishna Balaram, that vision became a reality. They took him into the palace of Nandabhava. And there, Krishna, Akura, he explained to Krishna Baladev that Ashudeshi and Vasudev, that they're undergoing very, very serious, heavy, heinous punishment from the hands of Kamsa. You have to save them. So immediately, Krishna, he went to Nandabhava and he said, oh Nandabhava, that Kamsa is having a festival. We should go to Mathura and we should take so many milk products, yogurt, ghee, and we should offer our taxes and also take part in the festival. At this point, Nandabhava, he agreed, but when he told Mother Yashoda, Mother Yashoda said, no, it's impossible. There's no way my Gopal will go out of Vrindavan. I will not let Gopal go. But Nandabhava, he pleaded with her, said, oh Yashoda, I promise you, that will only go for 3 days. And in those 3 days, you will not be one, for one moment, you will not be out of my sight. So, Mother Yashoda, she fearing the worst, then at that time, she took Krishna. But now, all of the doubt had heard that Krishna, Balaram, tomorrow, that they will be going to Mathura. And what happened after that? Next. Let's talk about the discussion.
Nandabhava, मिलन और विप्रलम दोनों का स्थान है। विशेष करके कृष्ण के जन्म के पहले उनके पितामह और जन्म वही रहते थे और वहीं पर उनके पांच पुत्र हुए, उपानंद, सुनंद, नंद, नंदन
उपानंद अभिनंद नंद संबंध बंधन
पशुत्र हुए और लोगों का विवाह हुआ उनको पुत्र किंतु नंद बाला को पुत्र नहीं हुआ, इसलिए वे नंद गांव में अशेश्वर सिंह जहां पर आप लोगों ने प्रसाद पाया वहीं पर अशेश्वर महादेव की पूजा करते और एक खास कुंज है जिसको आजकल कुंडाहार प्यास और भूख सबको दूर करके पंचंग बाबा नंद बाबा के पुत्र के लिए लक्ष्मी नारायण की उपासना और वहां पर शंकर जी की आराधना पर आकाशवाणी सुनी नंद को विश्व विख्यात इसके बाद में नंदगांव में गोचर भूमि कम हो गई, घास कम हो गई और वृक्षों का उत्पाद होने लगा। सभी लोग गोकुल में चले, गोकुल में कृष्ण का जन्म हुआ, राहुल में राधा जी का जन्म हुआ। फिर इसके बाद में वृंदावन और वृंदावन के बाद में पैगंड और स्थान है, पैगंड में करीब पांच से नौ इस अवस्था का पैगंड और इसके बाद में तक किशोर होता है। तो वृंदावन में आए और फिर वहां से धीरे 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 फिर नंद गांव का वर्णित किया होते हुए फिर से किशोर अवस्था में या पौगंड अवस्था में नंद गांव आए। वहीं से गोपाष्टमी आरंभ, पहले बछड़ियों का बछड़ों का और पीछे गलियों का। आज गोपाष्टमी थी, गोपाष्टमी का मेला वहां लगता है। इसके बाद में वही रह करके गोचारण करते करते अभी चरण पहाड़ यहां अभी जाना बैठा चरण पहाड़ वहां जाते आसपास जाते जावन होकर के शाम को लौटते वहां पर प्रजगोपियों से राधा इत्यादि की से बस आंखों के द्वारा मिलन हो जाए। आकर के 500 रुपए गलियों को पानी पिलाते, हाथ में स्नान करते, गोदोहन करते और कुछ समय के बाद में अक्रूर आए। अभी नौवीं आने वाली आज आज अष्टमी है, आज नवमी तो गोपाष्टमी
कल था,
आज ही मना जाए,
आज ही मना जाए,
आज ही गोपाष्टमी। कल नवमी होगा, इसको अक्षय नवमी कहते हैं। लोग मथुरा गरुड़ गोविंद और वृंदावन इनकी माला जैसी परिक्रमा करें। तो इसी नवमी को अक्षुर नंदगांव में आए और कृष्ण बलदेव को समझा ध्यान कर तैयार किया। देवी और वसुदेव पर बड़े अत्याचार हो रहे, उनको विश्वास था और जानते थे कि ये स्वयं भगवान कृष्ण है। इसलिए उस समय में 9-10 वर्ष के बच्चे से कहा, जानते थे ये जाकर के मार कर देगा, इसलिए बहुत कुछ उनको कहा दे, छाती पर पत्थर और पैर से मारता है और रोज उनको धमकाता है। कृष्ण और बलदेव को आज्ञा दो, चलना है, और गए उसे मारे। मथुरा जो गए कहा जाते, जो मैं कल परसों लौट आऊंगा और परसों नहीं लौट। जिस समय आ रहे थे गोपिया रथ के घोड़ों को बागों पकड़ ली, सब चार तरफ में करोड़ों करोड़ों गोपियां गिर गई, सत्याग्रह कर दिया, जाने का रास्ता नहीं है। अक्रूर को रथ पर कृष्ण बलदाव को बैठा करके ले जा रहा, कृष्ण रथ से उतर करके और उनको समझाया, मैं कल परसों जरूर आ जाऊंगा, मेरी बात पर विश्वास रखो, मैं आऊंगा। उस समय वहां गई और उनके दिया में कैसी दशा हुई, अब मैया जसोदा नाम ठंडी हो गई, नंद बाबा कहीं वो ब्रज में अपना मुख नहीं देखा पाए और उसी का वर्णन भगवत गीता किया बहुत। इसलिए यह मिलन का भी स्थान है, पहले मिलन का वर्णन हुआ और पीछे गिरा, वही गिरा का स्थान उद्धव के आगे यार बंद किया। और जब कृष्ण को चार करते कदम बटे में कदम के ऊंचे तक जाकर नीचे बंसी बजाते, श्यामी कमली धौली कालिंदी पद्मगंधा और रात के समय में बंसी में अस्फुट स्वर से लिंग शब्द का उच्चारण करते, इसे सभी गोपियां अपने को समझती हैं, मुझे बुला रहे हैं, सब वहां पर ये सब लीलाएं संक्षेप में नंदगांव में आप लोग क्रांत है, इसलिए अब आरती होगी और आरती के बाद में विश्राम कीजिए। कल फूल विश्राम है, अभी तथा विश्राम, परसों वर्षाना जी का
The father of Nanda Baba, Mahajagya Baba, he had 5 sons, Upananda, Sunanda, Nanda, Nanda, Abhinanda. Therefore, Nanda all had children except Nanda Baba had no sons. Therefore, Mahajagya Maharaj, he worshipped Asishwar Mahadev, for a son. And afterwards, he also worshipped Lakshmi Narayan for the same purpose. And the sky voice said, Opa Janya, your son Nanda will have a world famous son. Therefore, also there is Chachkurun, some kind of Brahmatya Dharmasa. Therefore, before moving to Gokul for the birth of Krishna, Parjana and his family was living there in Nandagaon, but due to shortage of grass and some disturbance of demons, they moved from Gokul to Mahavan. There Krishna had his Kaulanda pastimes, which are situated between the ages of 5 years and 9 years. Then he went to Vrindavan, Kamyavan, and there Krishna came back to Nandagaon for his Kishorlila, his teenage pastimes. Today is Gopastami. There are two Gopastamis. The day when Krishna first takes the baby calves out for grazing, and after when he takes the full grown cows for grazing. Then Krishna goes cow grazing to Chalambihar and other places. And on returning back to Nandagaon, he passes by Yavat, where there is an exchange of glances with the gopis. Then Krishna and the cows drink from Pavan Sarova. They take bath there and then they return to the Goshala in Nandagaon. Tomorrow is Akshaya Navami. Akshaya means indestructible. On this day, many people perform Parikrama Vrindavan, Guru Govinda. Then, on this day, Akruji, he came to Nandagaon and convinced Nanda Yasoda by various arguments that Krishna should go to Mathura. He described how Devaki and especially Vasudev Maharaj were tortured daily by Kamsa. He used to put rocks on their chest and other things. Akrura had full faith that Krishna was Swayam Bhagavan and that if he could somehow bring him to Mathura, then he would definitely kill Krishna by Kamsa. Therefore, a most pathetic scene. When Akrura took Krishna and Balaram on the chariot, crores, millions and millions of gopis blocked the path and some were holding the reins of the horses. Krishna descended from the chariot and promised, I will definitely return in 3 days. Then somehow, Akrura maneuvered the chariot and went to Mathura. And today we heard the pathetic descriptions of the separation of Nanda Baba, Yasoda and the gopis. The Viraha of the gopis is described in the Bhagavatam at Ramagis, and today we went to that place, Uddhav Keri or Kadamba Keri. Therefore, Nanda Baba, after returning without Krishna, could not show his face to the Brijbasis. Therefore, Nandagaon is both a place of meeting of Krishna and of bitter separation. At Kadamba Keri, there Krishna used to climb the Kadamba tree, and on his flute he would call the different cows, Shamala. He would call the different cows like Shamali. And also at night, he would play a flute sound, and by the clean sound, he would attract all the gopis for Rasa-lila.
Hare Krishna. Today, the world is aware from a digital camera. Digital camera, whoever has found it, please bring it to myself. It belongs to Janatriji Gaurakabu. Also today, some other lost and found. Somebody lost his hand. Whoever lost his hand. Tomorrow, at 9:30, there will be a meeting in room number 201, and the meeting will be for the board members of the Bhakti Society. These are Shripad Bhaktivedanta Madhav Maharaj, Shripad Bhaktivedanta Tirtha Maharaj, Shripad Bhaktivedanta Bodh Maharaj, Shripad Premananda Prabhu, Srimati Shyamarani Devi Nasi, Shripad Pujari Prabhu, Gopinath Prabhu, Shripad Radhakanta Prabhu, Shripad Yasodhananda Prabhu, please, 9:30 tomorrow morning. She is not a member of our board, but she needs a lot of space. With your welcome, Bhagavad Prabhu. a room to all one. Yeah, look at how big it is.
Srila Gurudev ki jai.